Hey, Riken, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to hop on this call. I know you're a busy guy and got lots of stuff going on, but really appreciate it because hopefully this can help somebody else. So, yeah, let's start with just introducing yourself, who you are, your age, kind of what you're up to at the moment.
My name is Riken. I'm 17 from Canada, and right now, I'm not doing any stores because I just sold my biggest one, or like I'm in the process of selling my biggest one. But I've been doing stores for about like a year, like 2 years now. And just literally anything e-commerce, like agencies, stores, like all that type of stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, that's the way. So, let me ask you first, what kind of got you into all this drop shipping and making money online and everything like that?
Mainly I saw you on TikTok and it was during like the pandemic. So I was like, you might as well start. So I started and it ended up going pretty good because when I first got the your mentorship, I just like studied that for time. Like I just went all in on it because I had nothing really to lose. I was like 15 years old. So I just went all in, spent all my money on it, and it ended up working out in the long run. So yeah.
Awesome. So when you came into the mentorship, what kind of results did you have coming into it? And then obviously, once you had our team support and the resources and the video course programming and everything that we do inside of the education company, then in terms of numbers and results, what type of results did you experience after that?
I had literally nothing beforehand. Like I literally never did it before. I had like some job at a restaurant. I never did e-commerce before. And then like after it, like for the first couple of months, I didn't have any results because I was more or less just full on focused on learning. So like first couple of months, like 3, 5 months, nothing. And then I finally launched my first store. It did decent. I made like 1,000 in like 2 months. And then I realized I just trashed it because it wasn't that good. And then I started a new store. They were like, I just followed trends and whatnot to get some money because I really didn't have much money. And when I finally made enough money, I started a brand. And that's when everything really took off. I made 100K in like 3 months. And
Crazy.
right now it's doing insane numbers. So that's where I'm
That's
at now.
awesome. Yeah, so where are you at right now with your numbers? I know you had a crazy day. Was it a $10,000 day pretty recently you sent me, so that was an awesome win that you had. Where are you kind of at with things at this current moment in terms of the brand and numbers and everything?
Well, right now, this month, the store did 90,000. Like I said, past 3 months, it'd be 4 or 5 months now. It did over 100,000 before I did this month. Right now, I'm at about 200,000 in total revenue at like 70% margins. And it's
That's
averaging
crazy.
about 20K a month, 30K a month.
Yeah. People are gonna hate, as you know, once you get to this point, you start making, $90,000, $100,000 a month and stuff like that. And people aren't gonna believe you. So just for anybody watching who's, doesn't really believe, do you have any screenshots, or if you can pull up your Shopify dashboard, I think the audience would love to see that as well.
Dude, I got a couple right here. I got a picture when it first happened. It was on Klaviyo. It was 90,000. I don't know if that's focusing. But it was
Yeah, there we
90,000
go.
in 90
Total revenue.
days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Then I got a picture of the 10K day and the 20K week, which was nuts. That was a crazy time. But
Yeah.
this store's been through a lot.
When you sent me the 10K day, I was freaking out. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was wild. I didn't know how to react because it was a ton. I've never experienced nothing like that before.
And a lot
And
of
I've
that was
never,
organic marketing, right?
it all was. I've never
It
paid
all
for
was.
ads.
Yeah, so that's crazy. So like a lot of that was profit. I mean, 17 or you're 18 now?
17.
17. Yeah, that's crazy. You're way ahead of the game. You're way ahead of I was when I was 17. So, $10,000 a day is a massive achievement for anyone. So definitely keep your head held high and keep moving forward. But
Exactly.
yeah, so awesome. What I guess are your goals? Kind of moving forward now from this point. I know you said you're working on exiting the main brand that you built up with organic, and you're probably going to make some nice cash on that. And then are you planning on kind of launching a few more drop shipping stores, trying to turn them into brands and see where things go from there?
Yeah, my main plan is going to be, well, obviously become a millionaire before I'm 18, but that's just the main plan when it comes to e-commerce is start up another huge brand, but like this time, like way bigger, like a full on, like not a clothing brand, but like the same premise of a clothing brand type thing.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's awesome. Is that because you have a passion around that?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's the way to go for sure. So yeah, now if you could ask a couple questions just to maybe help out anybody watching this video right now. The first one I'm going to ask you is, you know, what do you think, or what were the main key or keys that allowed you to be, you know, successful in our program? And, you know, really after you studied and you took in all the material, it was only a matter of a couple stores that you launched before you really kind of hit those crazy numbers. So what were the biggest keys that you had to, you know, figure out on your own maybe, or you had to bring to the table in order to find success inside of our program?
You realize that nothing is guaranteed, really. Because like when I first, like I said, when I first started yours, I used like the Shopify themes that you provide and all like that stuff. I watched everything over, took notes. And then I was doing it with like the first couple stores and they weren't like huge stores. And I was kind of like losing faith, but I knew that obviously like, you can't lose forever. So I just kept going. As long as you're persistent with anything, you'll make it. Like anything 100%. You do.
Yeah, no, that's probably the most valuable piece of advice I could give anyone as well. It's just, you know, you're kind of reframing your mindset as to not, you know, oh, one day I might be successful and that'll be great. It'll be, no, I will be successful and I'm going to do whatever it takes to kind of moving in that direction and clear all the obstacles in my path. So that's good that you said that. And then, yeah, I guess, you know, last thing that I would say would be, is there anything that you'd want to tell any kind of future prospective client coming into our program or just getting started with e-commerce and dropshipping in general? Any last kind of tips or words of wisdom, specific advice with dropshipping, anything like that at all?
Yeah, definitely. Do not give up like on choosing products. Like, keep trying products until you find one, because there's obviously one product is going to work. If you try 100, one's going to work. And when it comes to mentorship, if you're thinking of joining, definitely use the help they provide. That's one mistake I made. I didn't really use it as much as I should have, but they're really like helpful people, provide a lot of value.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I guess I'll wrap things up there. I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. But I really, really appreciate you taking the time to come on here, do this little case study and help out some up and coming people looking to get into making money online. So thanks again, Raheem.
No worries.